On to our third story now as part of Afterthought. It's Equal Pay Day. Happy Equal Pay Day. Monday the 4th of September. And to kick this off this discussion, here's a throwback to 1973, a TV ad for equal pay involving some pretty well-known superheroes. Have a listen.
A ticking bomb means trouble for Batman and Robin.
Holy breaking and entering. It's Batgirl.
Quick, Batgirl. Untie us before it's too late.
It's already too late. I've worked for you a long time, and I'm paid less than Robin. Same job, same employer means equal pay for men and women.
No time for jokes, Batgirl.
It's no joke. It's the federal equal pay law.
Holy act of Congress!
If you're not getting equal pay, contact the Wage and Hour Division, U.S. Department of Labor.
But jokes aside, things haven't improved that substantially since the 1970s. Van Badham is a writer and Guardian columnist, and he's on Afters FM to talk all about the gender pay gap in Australia. Van, just how big is the problem of a gender pay gap in Australia?
Well, we have an ongoing problem with a gender pay gap, and while you'll get your sort of misogynistic internet cranks insisting it's all a feminist conspiracy to talk about the disparity between male and female wages, unfortunately, statistics do not lie, and the results are in, again, that a gender pay gap exists between male workers and female workers within the economy. So around this time of year, we start looking at those figures and what they mean in terms of how much work women are essentially, how much more work women are essentially obliged to do to make up the gap between male and female income. So around this time of year, we start saying this is when women effectively start working for free, given the disparity between a median or average male income and a median or average female income.
And the latest figures from the ABS, the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, show it to be 15.3% for full-time employees. So that's the gap we're looking at. So what does that mean? How much more are women working for free than men?
Well, what people have to understand when we talk about the gender pay gap is that it differs industry by industry. And, of course, what the misogynist will always remind you is that equal pay has been a principle in law since this country since the 1970s. There were two equal pay decisions. I think the first one was in 1972 and the second one might have been in 1975. But the landmark Equal Pay Act mandated that men and women had to be paid the same amount for the same job. When the second act was passed, it was to recognise that women had to be paid equal pay for work of equal value. These were decisions, of course, that went on to inform the modern award, that there would be a base rate of pay for a certain kind of work that everybody would receive, irrespective of their gender, if you were doing the same job and whatever. But the reason why there is a gender pay gap is because the way that men and women can access the workforce is very different. So, for example, in Australia, we have the most gender segregated workforce in the OECD. So of all the sort of modern economies in the developed states, we have this situation where in Australia, overwhelmingly, we have notions of male labour and female labour. And habitually, the lowest paid industries in Australia, which are retail, hospitality and the arts, are massively oversubscribed by women. We have a very low-paying care industry, again, an industry that's massively oversubscribed by women. So the reason why there is a gender pay gap is because men and women are sort of culturally encouraged into different kinds of work, and the work that we do, we don't pay fairly. And a really good example, and one of the political issues of the moment, is looking at the wage situation for the early childhood educating industry. So early childhood education is around 97% female. In order to qualify as an early childhood educator, you need a three-year diploma, a three-year qualification in order to be properly accredited. Now, the accreditation process is as intensive as training to become a plasterer. It's as intensive as training to become an aviation mechanic. And yet those professions are remunerated with a much higher base award early childhood education. And it's statistical disparities like this that explain why there is a gender pay gap, despite the fact that we've had the Equal Pay Act passed, and in law we recognise there shouldn't be that kind of disparity. What also happens to women is that women are recruited into insecure work disproportionately. Disproportionately, women find themselves in work where they are paid minimum wage. Disproportionately, it's you know, women in very unstable industries who rely on things like penalty rates. Well, penalty rates have just been cut for retail and hospitality workers, and the government chose, the Turnbull government chose not to intervene in that decision. And of course, that penalty rates cut overwhelmingly affects women because women work in retail and hospitality. And it also affects pharmacy workers. Well, the majority of people who work in pharmacies on weekends, dependent on pharmacy rates, are also women. The latest decision that's up before Fair Work around cutting penalty rates is to cut the Sunday penalty rates of hairdressers. Would you like to tell me which gender you think overprescribes the weekend workers who work in hairdressing?
I can see a trend here.
Yeah, you can. And this is the thing too. Like, the misogynist will tell you that, oh, well, you know, women, there's a gender pay gap because women leave the workforce for years in order to have children. Well, having children, you know, is a family decision. And, of course, what happens when women do have children, disproportionately the care responsibility falls to those women. And because there is already an existing gender pay gap, for a lot of families it's more advantageous to keep a male partner in work than it is for a female partner to go back to work because that male income is statistically likely to be bigger. So, essentially, they create criminals in order to punish them, to quote Thomas More.
Van Badham there, writer and Guardian columnist, talking about the gender pay gap in Australia and why there is such a huge problem. Now, at the beginning of this story, we heard from a 1973 TV ad featuring Batman and Robin. And I found one that's a little bit more recent. This one is from earlier this year, and it features the cast of the ABC TV show Growing Up Gracefully. And what it does is it takes the gender pay gap and works out exactly when women stop being paid during an average work day. And then they made a song about it. Let's give it a listen.
3:43. You should leave work at 3:43, 'cause time is money and money is time. And since I'm being paid for 84% of my men, we're f***ing off and going home at 3:43.
You can find more information on Equal Pay Day on our Facebook page, and also check out equalpayday.com.au.